We are learning Maseches Barbasra, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top. The first word of the line is V'katluhu. And we're starting by the second word, Amar Rabba. Again, this is Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. L'didi Chazeli Orzila Bar Yoimai. I saw this Ra'im that was just born that day. Now, what is a Ra'im? It's a good question. And there's big machlokes Rishonim about it, and they don't come up with a ma'istik of shat. It's some very big animal. Some want to say it was a buffalo, but if it's a buffalo, it's a very, very big buffalo. So, akaponim, I saw this arzila that was one day old, the hava kahar tavar. It was as tall as har tavar. The har tavar kamahava. It was as long or as tall as har tavar. The har tavar kamahava. The right, correct girsa, like the Mashal and Rishash say, hava arbaim parsi. It was 40 parsi. And his neck was 3 parsi long. I think that's the reason why it says 40, because it would be 4 parsi, and then the neck would be 3 parsi. It would be very unproportioned to look like a giraffe. So, and the neck was 3 parsi long. Remember, a parsi is 4 mil. It's very big. It's 8,000 amas. That's just 1 parsi. This is 40 parsi. And the resting place of his head was parsa palga. It was a parsa and a half. Roma kufta, it excreted waste, so much waste, v'socha le'yardana, it stuffed up the yarden. Now, why is the yarden still going? So the Rashbam says, and after a while, the water melted it, and that's why it goes today. But at one point, it got stuffed up from this one-day-old rain. V'omar Rabbi Babachano, l'didi chazi le' ahu'ar karkusa. I want them saw this frog, it was the size of the city of Akra da Grunya. Of Akra da Grunya, how big is that city? Kamahava, Shitambati, 60 houses big. So it was a huge frog, as big as a city. Also, Tanina, Bala, a snake, which may be called a sea monster, maybe some call it. Bala swallowed this frog. Also, a Pushkansa, which is a oirev, which is a raven, a female raven, came Ubala. Latanina and swallowed up this snake slash sea monster. V'solak v'yosvalina, and this oirev, which was able to swallow this snake, which was able to swallow a huge frog, sat on a tree. Yosvalina. So tochazi kamenav eshchel delona. See how strong a tree is, because the tree could hold us all up. Amra papashmu iloya avahosam ayon. If I wasn't there, I would not have believed it. Actually, in this the Mashova, he explains that these are referring to Yishmael and Esav. The Erev is Yishmael and Esav. This is when people talk about the Arabs, a lot of them they quote this Gemara, because the Mashal says, "Who Erev the Kevah? Who Malchus Yishmael? Shutamim Etzad Imay Hagar." That's what he says, and says it went to Eretz Yisrael and it sat on Elon, which the Elon is Vischus Avram. Because that's what Elon is. V'ita Eishal, Ayin Shom. The Mashal learns Gemara a piece side that has to do with Esav and Yishmael and Eretz Yisrael, so on and so forth. You see that this Oyrev came to Eretz Yisrael, which is Taka how it is today. The Yishmaelim came to Eretz Yisrael. V'amar Rabba Bachana Zimna Chada. Another Ma'aseh here. Zimna Chada. Because Zimna Masvinasa. I was one time going on a boat. V'chazina Ahu Kavra. I saw this big fish, this big whale. The Yosvale, Ochlotina Bosye, a sheretz, a little bug that's called the Ochlotina, it's called a cement eater, a little bug, went into its nose and it died. It died from that. This huge whale died from this tiny bug. And Vatru Amaya, and the water spit out the whale onto the shore. Vishadu Laguda put it onto the Yabasha, onto the beach. First of all, from that whale coming out and landing, it destroyed 60 neighborhoods. And from the fresh meat, 60 cities had food from that. And from other parts of the fish, they salted it, made herring for 60 other cities. For one eyeball, they filled up 300 barrels of oil. Came back a year. Came back 12 months later. A year later, chazina nasri megarmi. They were cutting the bones of the fish, and they were sitting mitalasa, and they were making these huts And the builders who were building over these cities, the 60 cities, 60 neighborhoods, they were sitting in these huts. So they used these wood to make these huts to sit in. That's how big this fish was. It had a lot of meat and had enough wood from the bones to protect a whole army of people building a city. I was also going on a boat. I saw this fish. I didn't know it was a fish, but I saw this fish. There was sand on it. I thought it was an island. And it was growing grass. Savrini Beshti. I thought it was a little island of the city. They anchored the boat. They got out. V'salkino, they went on to the island. V'afino, they baked. V'ashlino, they cooked. Agabe on its back, on this fish's back. Katcham gabe, when his fish back got a little hot, his sapich turned over. And v'lav d'ava makarva svinosa ava tavinim. Not that our boat was close to it, we would have drowned. And on here also, the svar of the Alos Ephraim, I think it says, pshat is like this, that we hear. This is a lot of people, they get close to the Goyim. They get used to living in Germany, living in America. They get close to the Goyim. They start cooking and eating and everything. They think they're comfortable here. They don't chap. They're sitting on a fish. They're not sitting on a dry land. And all of a sudden, the fish turns over. The whole Germany turns over. The old doctors and everything, all turns over. Same thing in America also. You think your mama's having it. All of a sudden, turns over. That's what this muscle is for. That's what this Gemara's metaphor for. I think that's the way Eilas Ephraim learns. Ba'amu Rabba Machana. There's other pshat. We also learned also pshat. This is that was for the goyim. They learned different pshat and how the whole world Olam Hazeh is like that also. The Olam Hazeh also. You think you're doing something and then the whole thing turns over. That's the other Bali Muslim learned also as well. Similar pshat. Bamu Rav Achana. Zimna Chada have a zlino b'svinasa. I was one time on a boat. B'sagoy svinasoi ben shitza l'shitza de kavra. There was this huge whale, and this whale had two fins coming out of its back, one near its head and one near its tail. And we were traveling between the two fins. That's how far our two fins were. We were traveling. We were on the boat between the two fins for 3 days and three nights. And we didn't reach from one fin to the other fin until after this amount of time. And not only that, the fish was going against the current, that we were going towards the current. We were going two opposite directions. And still, we weren't reaching the other fin until 3 days and three nights. That's how huge this fish was. Maybe the boat wasn't going that fast. That this boat was going this fast. How fast? In the time it takes to cook up a little pitcher, a little kumkum of water, Maske Shusim Parsi. The boat went 60 Parsi. It was going very fast. Another example of how fast the boat was going. Vishadi Parsha Gira, if a soldier took an arrow, shot an arrow, and stole the boat, Vikadmale, the boat beat the arrow. So it's going very fast. It's going with the current. The fish going against the current, and still took 3 days to reach from one fin to another fin. But Omar Ravashi, that fish is from the small fish. Ahu Gildono de Yamahu. This like Trey Shetzi. And the Rishpam explains that this is from the small fish that has two fins. The big fish only one fin. And the Acharonim explain, because a big fish is enough kayak, one fin is enough. This is a small fish, and these two fins to go. And this is a small fish. Imagine how big the big fish are. Again, this Gemara have to be explained al derech, a metaphor more than kipshutai. The Omar Rabba Barachana, Zimna Chada. I was one time on a boat. I saw this bird. He was standing until his ankles the water. That means most of its body, 90% of its body, was out of the water. Only till its ankles in the water. And his head is in the sky. And I said, oh, the water is low here. Like a Maya, there must not be too much water here. We go take a swim. I want to go down. Like we're in Hashem to cool ourselves off. Don't go down into the water. The nafasle, I'll tell you what, you know how deep this water is? The nafasle chatzitza lebar nagra. One time, a carpenter lost his hammer. Hashem shot, it was 7 years ago. Lekamati ara, still didn't reach the bottom. That's how deep it is. And not only is it deep, not only is it deep, there's a lot of water. The water is very rough. The current's very rough. And that's also why it would be very dangerous to get out. Now this bird, whose feet were in the water, whose ankles were in the water, his head was in the sky. So Rav Ashi, you know which bird this is? Who is Ziz Sadai? It's called the Ziz Sadai bird. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Ziz Sadai Imadi. Hashem says he's Imadi with me, because Merakia, so that's that this bird was going on, this bird was referring to the Ziz Sadai. Vom Rav Chano, Zimna Chod Av Kazina V'medbar, I don't know in the Medbar, but Kazina who Avzi, I saw these ducks or hen or the Shamti Gadfayu, that their feathers are falling out, because they're so fat. And under them were these rivers of fat. So I told these ducks, Islam begavaychu chelkala amudasi, is loyal abam, and I have a chelik in you, be able to eat you. So chada daligatva, one of them picked up its wing, you know, get a wing, a flegel. But chada daligatva, one picked up its foot. So they're going to get, we're going to get these fat hens and ducks, lost love it. Ki also lekamei the Rabbi Eliezer, when they came in front of Rabbi Abba Chana came to Rabbi Eliezer, told him the story. Amali, he told me, Asidim Yisrael Litan Aleihem Ezadin, that one day you're going to have to get punished for these birds. What's pshat? The Rashbam says because these ducks have a very hard time moving around. They're huge. They didn't get a staple or anything. They're huge. They get around. It's hard for them to get around. And they're waiting for Mashiach to come and people will eat them. But meanwhile, they have to walk around in their fat. It says in two lines above, the Rashbam says, Shevachat Haschem Misakev Mashiach. Because the Chatoyes Mashiach are coming. V'yeshlem Tzar. These ducks have Tzar. Balechayim Lo'isim Avzin Machasorim. They're so fat. They can't move around. And you're going to also listen to them then. What?
Why do we have to give a din
because
they can't move around?
Because Mashiach's not coming. Mashiach comes, they'll be saved. Tzar Balachayim. We're giving a din out. Tzar Balachayim, Pasha. It's a pelagic thing. So it says over here, Simon, Ka'afra, the Tchilta, Tarkasei, Akavar, Lasalte, maybe some have a different girsa of this Simon. Vamra Bachana. Zimlachot Avakazim, Madbra. Don't them in the midbar. When the bottom line Gimon base. Vislavi Bahadona, who Taya? And there was this Arab that was walking with us. That was Shokal Afro Marichle. He could smell the offer and tell you where this is coming from. This is the way to that direction because he knows from smelling that earth where he is. And he'll tell you how far you are from next place. And this is the way to that area because he knows from smelling the earth. Like we have in Chumash that the Bnei Seir, the Rashi brings down there, and the Parash of Yishlach, they were able to smell the karka and tell you what to plant here. Similarly here, he was able to smell the afar and tell you where you are. So Amr Lei, Kamo Machina Maya, they asked him, like, how far are we from water? Give me some afar. And he smelled the afar. He said, Tami Parsi, we're 8 Parsi away. They walked a little more. They gave him again offer. How far are we now? The Chinam tossed the parasite 3 parasites away. After they switched the dirt, they couldn't catch him. Hitaka was spot on every time by smelling the earth. Amali, then this Taya told me, I'll show you where the Meisei Midbar are buried. Now, the Meisei Midbar were the Yidin who died at 60 years old over the 40 years in the Midbar. Over the 40 years in the Midbar, all the Yidin who cried about the Meraglim, they all were not going to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem took them around the Midbar for another 39 years, and they all died in the Midbar by age 60. So it says, the Taya says, I'm showing you the Meisei Midbar. I saw them, but Domi Keman the Mivsimi. They looked like they were drunk. They were dead, they were sleeping there, they were buried there, and their face looked like they were drunk. Like the Torah speaks out over here, they look beautiful. The Gonah Parkit, they were lying on their back, and this is the makar to bury a person lying on the back. One of them, their foot was up in the ear, and they were so tall and big. And this Arab went under the foot, under the knee of this mace, of this dead person, while he was riding a camel, was kifa rumche, and his sword was sticking into the ear. He didn't touch the knee of this person. So, they're dead, huh?
These were buried? Or?
Buried. They opened up a grave. They opened up a grave, and they saw this. So, they were buried. So Rabbi Chana cut off the corner of one of the tzitzis of this of one of the mason. And all of a sudden, the whole entourage couldn't move anymore. So the Taya says, "Dilma shakas me d'mnayim." Did he take something from the mason? So Ahadre, give it back. The Gemiri, the man, the shakal me d'mnayim, let me staggle. If he takes something from them, you can't move. So Ozlo Ahadre said, he went and gave it back. Wasn't staggle, and then he started moving. Now, we'll speak out of Putin Taya in a second. Ki also came to Rabbanon. They came back to the Rabbanon. Amruli, they told me, call Abba Chamra. Rabba's name, by the way, was Rav Abba. Just like Ravina's name is Rav Avina, Rabba's name is Rav Abba. They call him Rabba for fast. So they said, call Abba Chamra. Abba is like a chamar. He's foolish like a chamar. V'chol Barba Chana Michsa, Sichsa, is a fool. L'mbay Hilchas Avas Hachi, why do you cut off the corner of the tzitzis? D'lmeida, to know if he paskin, he can be a sham, he can be a silo. There's no chlekes in Mesechtas Menachas, how many Chutim do we have in tzitzis? We know we have 4, which turns into 8. That's Beshamishita. Beisil says 3, which turns into 6. And those are Shaila, how many chulyas are there? Chulyas are the wounds. How many wounds? We do 4 wounds. Shaila is how many wounds do you do? So it's Mechagas Beisham and Beisil. So you should have checked out how much it is. Says the Ma'ilchus Avos after the Meidik Beisham and Beisil. Habayalok leMimni, you should have counted the Chutim leMimni and chulyas. And you should have counted the chutim and the chulyas to see how much it was. And you didn't do that, so you lost the chance to find out if you passed the Meshameh Sil, or might as well pass the Meshameh. Now, Taisus speaks out over here, a very good thing. Taisus says, Mash Mahacha, so Taisus Piski, she yes, chitzis la mesim. Why in the world do mesim have wearing tzitzis? It must be that mesim have tzitzis. And so, what's pshat? So he says, maybe it's not a raya. Yes, litchos, so yenichnos mechayim bekever. The Medrash says that every Erev Tisha B'Av, everyone went into the caver, and they waited to see if they're going to die or not. And if they didn't die, they came out. So they went in fully dressed, went in with the tzitzis. That's the wearing tzitzis, but it's not a riot. But the Maisa, he brings down, maybe it's a tzad that they do wear tzitzis. The Maisa brings down, you should apostle the tzitzis. Says, so they, you go and apostle tzitzis. Now, you go and apostle tzitzis. Now, Rebbe Tam says, so why would you go into the cave with apostle tzitzis? Why would you bury someone with apostle tzitzis? So only at time, Shisham Mazikni Luther, if the tzitzis aidus who shekayim kol Torah, the tzitzis is 613. The whole cheshbon how tzitzis itself is 600. The 8 chutim and the 5 ksharim is altogether 613 to show he did the 613 mitzvahs. And I'm not sure what the minig is, but I think the minig is in America they attack and bury someone with a talus, a apostle talus, and it's all not. But it comes from this Gemara where they see they were buried with tzitzis.